maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Joining us today is Mr. Mary Baird, Acting Commissioner of Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commissions, or ACNC, to speak to us about the recently introduced Registered Charity Tick by the organization. Hi, Mr. Mary.
Yes, hello. Good to be with you.
Okay, first thing I would like to know, why was the Registered Charity Tick designed?
Yes, the Registered Charity Tick is a logo that charities can put on their website or their letterhead to show that they are a registered charity. Mm-hmm. And that means that they have the accountability and the confidence of the community as a supervised charity.
So only those that are registered with ACNC can use this, right?
That's right. It indicates that they are a registered charity with the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission.
Can you give us a rough estimate of the number of charities registered today in ACNC?
Yes, today there are about 54,600 charities registered with the ACNC.
Wow, that's a huge number.
It is a lot, but that works out about one charity to every 440 Australians.
Okay, sure. But I would like to know, Mr. Mary, how will ACNC work to avoid any misuse of the registered charity tick?
We will only allow registered charities to download the tick from our website and use that. And if an organisation is not a registered charity, they will not be able to download that logo. If we found that someone had copied the logo and was using it, we would ask them not to use it and we would stop them using it, because that means that those who are using it genuinely will not have the same value in their logo.
Do you advise people to donate to charities registered to ACNC? Because, you know, these days, there are charities that does not spend the dollars given to them appropriately.
We are able to say to the community that those charities that are registered with the ACNC are prepared to be supervised, and their information is published on a public website. So people can go to that website and find out what the organisation does, how the money is used, and who benefits from the organisation. Now, that doesn't mean that there may not be other organisations who are doing good work. But all we are able to say is that we can guarantee that the charities who are registered are subject to supervision and their information is published.
All right, sure. So can you tell us why this particular logo was chosen?
I think the in the Australian community, we know that a tick indicates that there's something right about the organisation.
Okay, sure.
And so we really just wanted organisations or the public to be able to see that organisations have that tick that they are on the register and that they're able to show that on their correspondence and on their website.
So what type of marketing and communication materials are these charities allowed to use this logo?
They are allowed to use it on all their public material, as long as they use it in the format that it's first published. And so we're very happy for this to be used in all their communication materials.
Okay, Mr. Mary, for those who are not yet registered, how can they do that?
Yes, they can go to our website, which is acnc.gov.au, and there is an application form on the website. Everything we do is through a web-based system, so we don't use paperwork. We publish everything on our site, and applications can be made on our site, and we communicate through the web to the applicants. When someone applies, someone from our organisation will call them immediately and talk them through the application to see if there's anything else we need. And it, on average, it takes about 14 days to become a charity.
Okay. So your final message to our listeners, particularly on donating to charities?
Charities are doing very good work in Australia, and we want to maximise the public trust and confidence in charities. We want charities to be healthy and vibrant and robust and sustainable. And we believe that an open, transparent charity register helps the public understand those charities that are doing good work.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mary Baird.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.